The former House Speaker, professor, and now author of dystopic thrillers, Newt Gingrich, spoke as an official Donald Trump surrogate. He offered the delegates a game plan to win blue New York away from Hillary Clinton and the Democrats in the presidential race. He says the political landscape is rapidly shifting and New York City is key.
Do not assume anyone is happy with where we are. So if they're not happy, I don't care whether it is African Americans in parts of Manhattan, I don't care whether it is Latinos in Queens, I don't care what group you're talking about. And you got to start with the city, because if you break the city, you own the state.
Gingrich says Republicans should reach out to ethnic business owners who are dissatisfied with taxes and overregulation. And he told the largely white, older crowd to get savvy with social media and learn how to use Facebook Live. He says Trump's power lies in his embodiment of the public's discontent. Onondaga County Chair Tom Dady, an early Trump supporter, says he thinks Gingrich's plan is realistic. He says Trump does not have to win a borough like Manhattan outright to succeed in the state overall.
Donald Trump, being from New York City, he has a chance to not necessarily win a majority of the votes in New York City, but he has a chance to get a certain percentage, let's say 30%, which would be enough for him to make New York competitive and to win New York.
Buffalo businessman and 2010 GOP candidate for governor Carl Paladino, who will run Trump's campaign in New York, says Gingrich was inspiring.
I think the man is a gift to us in this election, and having him on the Trump campaign is just awesome. He's so smart, and he knows so much about history, the history of our nation and the history of the world, and he just brings it all and relates it all to our current events.
Gingrich also offered a takedown of Hillary Clinton, calling her dishonest and a liar. He also criticized Clinton and President Obama's foreign policy, saying they are acting like sheep when the terrorists are intent on killing Americans and other Westerners, like the victims in the recent truck attack in Nice.
And they watch the wolves come in, and the wolves eat some sheep. They ate 84 sheep in Nice. And our leadership sheep say, gee, I wonder what the psychological problem was. Because after all, they can't be a wolf. Because if they were a wolf, my world would be different and I couldn't be a sheep anymore. And I'm determined to remain a sheep no matter how bad it gets.
Gingrich says he identifies as more of a guard dog and believes the wolves need to be killed, as the audience applauded. He says by supporting immigration from places like Syria, the Democrats just want to let the wolves in. In Cleveland, I'm Karen DeWitt.